This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. I'm going to, for about 5 seconds, talk about Iran. I have one final thought about not escaping communism. I will get to some emails. Apparently, Russia-Ukraine still going on. We'll talk about boneless wings, all that and more to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show in the final hour. Now, one final point before I get to Iran to make, because this was reported a little bit earlier in the day. Fox News was reporting it, that Zohran Mamdani of New York City, he aims to cancel 5,000 NYPD office hires. Why? Surprise, surprise, they're already running out of money. He wants to pay for goodies for his allies. So, hey, cut the cops. Now, let me just tell you something about me. You have your own philosophies of life and politics, and that's fine. I ain't saying I'm right and you're wrong. We're going to have disagreements, you and I. But I tend to be extremely small government because I believe that the fallen nature of man means that he really shouldn't be in charge of very much, that you should be free. It's a very libertarian-esque way of thinking, but I'm not libertarian. I wouldn't call myself that. I believe, of course, in mass deportations and things like that, but I really want the federal government to be teeny, teeny, tiny. It's kind of where I fall, right? But I do have a fairly big government law I want passed, and I've talked to you about it before, and I've wanted it passed for a very long time. I believe in accountability. As much as I hate it for myself, because I, of course, don't want to be held accountable, only you, I do believe in accountability. I do. I think it's really, really important at making us better in life. I want a law. And I always tell you, don't ever say that, right? You should never want a law. But in a perfect world, if I could craft it, I want a law. And it's a simple law. It's a law for the entire country. And the law is this. If you voted for somebody and that person wins the election at any level, again, state, local, federal, if you voted for somebody and that person wins, you are not allowed to move from that area until that person is out of office or until there's another election and you vote a different way. Right, I don't want you to think I'm being a total tyrant. Show me your papers. But, for example, we know Mamdani was elected by the dregs of society, all the foreigners and all the dirtballs and things like that. I mean, look, it didn't take long for this kind of stuff to be happening in New York City. Okay. But it wasn't only foreigners who elected Zohran Mamdani. There were a lot of very wealthy, spoiled communist kids. They were plastering it all over social media. Many of them young women. They voted for Zohran Mamdani. Okay. You shouldn't be allowed to move out of New York. The trash is already piling up. The homeless people are dying in droves. The streets can't get plowed when it snowed. And now we're cutting NYPD jobs in a city that already has violent crime on the uptick. I do not believe you should be allowed to cast a vote to destroy America's greatest city and then run back off to daddy's home in the Hamptons with your butlers and your gated things. Nope. You sit right there in your New York City apartment, clutching your pepper spray. You sit right there and look over your shoulder every single night while you walk home from work. You sit right there and you step in poop. You avoid homeless people. You sit and taste the results of your actions. I read that headline before or at the end of last hour that all these people are leaving high tax Massachusetts. Over 180,000 in the last 5 years. And that warms my heart. Unless you voted for Democrats. If you voted for Democrats, that makes me unreasonably angry. That you could sit there like a moron and vote for the people who are going to destroy your life. And then when life gets tough, you pack up the moving van and move to Florida like everybody else. No state income tax. No. I think it's my biggest big government policy, and I mean it 100%. And if, God forbid, they ever make me dictator of the Republic of Jesse, you are not allowed to move from your jurisdiction until there's another election. If the guy you voted for wins, you must stay. I voted for Zohran. He seems cool. Yeah. Stay right there till he's done. You don't get to go anywhere. Governor too. All of it. Nope. No moving. You don't get to, no, you don't get to move out to the suburbs. It's safer here. No, nope. Right there. You stay right there. Enjoy your studio apartment. Try to ignore the screams at midnight. You voted for it. You suck on it. I'm tired of Democrats spreading their disgusting stupidity across the country. This is why Californians have a bad reputation. And that's actually a little bit unfair because there are so many hardcore Republicans in California who leave that state and they go vote blood red. That's very true. Did you know that? I know everyone likes to dog on Californians, but for instance, Texas, Californians who move to Texas vote red. Did you know that? By percentage. But it's the Californians who vote Democrat their whole lives and then wake up one day, I can't believe these regulations and fees. Oh, there's homeless people everywhere. Honey, we should move to Arkansas. Nope. You stay right there in Pasadena, woman, until there's another election. You stay. Nope. Take that for sale sign out of the yard. You're not going anywhere. Oh, you got carjacked last night? Oh, that's too bad. I feel terrible for you. What is this? Are these the consequences for my actions? No, I can't live like this. I'm moving to Florida. Nope. You stay. There. That's my biggest big government policy. Chris, is that the only big government thing I've ever said? It's got to be. There aren't many of them, right? There aren't many. Yeah. There just aren't many of them. I generally distrust the government. You should not be allowed to leave. No. I know there's a lot of hubbub about Iran right now. We have all these tankers going to Iran, and Israel basically announced we're about to go to war, and the Trump administration, Caroline Leavitt got up, and she, well, here's the thing.
Where do things stand after yesterday's talks?
I think you heard from the administration and the State Department yesterday that there was a little bit of progress made, but we're still very far apart on some issues. I believe the Iranians are expected to come back to us with some more detail in the next couple of weeks, and so the president will continue to watch how this plays out.
Okay. I don't care. Let me explain. I, as you know, am an American guy, and I care about America. I've never obsessed on foreign policy in this show, and I never will. I care about Americans and America. Why don't I care? Two reasons. One, the midterm elections, which I very much do care about. Iran will not be a topic on people's minds. No matter what happens from here, nobody is going to go vote for Iran for or against in the midterm elections. I'm sure the Trump administration knows this, but the American people don't give a rat crap about anything going on in Iran right now. They do not. They simply don't. That's one. Two, to compliment the Trump administration, you got to give out compliments where it's due. Donald Trump has proven to be a phenomenal foreign policy president. You may disagree with the policy here or policy there or this or that or something he says. Everyone disagrees with something Trump says from time to time because he just has no control of his mouth whatsoever. But foreign policy-wise, Trump has been masterful. He's been masterful. For a president, he's been masterful. After so many years of watching Trump notch W's foreign policy-wise, he's earned my trust. He has. I have the same hesitancy about foreign involvement that everyone else does. I don't want another forever war, no more. But clearly Trump has the same hesitancy. When has he gotten us into one of those? He just hasn't. I'm not going to do a lot of Iran talk on this show. I'm warning you right now. I'm just not. Oh, but the sirens, don't care. There's not going to be a lot of Iran talk. The midterms, it won't matter. I don't care about Iran. There, I said it. I do care that you're able to find a good employee. That I do care about. I care that you're not stuck looking for somebody. You don't have time, do you? You have a business to run. You don't have time to sift through resumes. You don't have time to call Marty and Pam and Susie and Bob. Who has time for that? Most of these people don't even show up for interviews. That's because you're looking in the wrong place. ZipRecruiter is the right place. ZipRecruiter is where you should be looking. They'll make your life easier. And it's not just you. It's what they do. They have technology that puts the best candidates in front of you immediately. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody quality the first day. The first day you're sitting there on your 20th phone call, your 10th missed interview, when you should just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and get the person you want. They're waiting there for you. They're waiting right there. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll do some emails, maybe even boneless wings. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Let's get to the emails, shall we? And remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. So keep those pouring in as they already are. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse, as I sit here grinding on some very underrated wings from 7-Eleven, I'm reminded of how dumb you must look tongue-punching a wing. I don't know why it would be dumb. Anyway, he goes on to explain, it doesn't matter which end you grab the flat. He's talking about eating flat wings, and I've explained that you bite the meat off one side, then flip it, bite it off the other side, then you tongue-punch the meat out through the two bones, snip it off with your mouth done. This guy goes on to explain, you grab an end of the flat, you pinch the end with your thumb and middle four fingers, push down with your girl fingers, he says, and force all the meat down. You dip and enjoy one big juicy bite like a man, not like a pink flower waiting for water at the bar. He says his name is Nick. Well, Nick, with your little strategy, how many hands do you need? You see, the reason the tongue punch strategy is so effective with a chicken wing is because it allows the flat to be eaten with one hand the exact same way the drumstick can be eaten with one hand, thus always giving you a clean hand to grab your beverage. Maybe someone calls. Maybe you want to text a friend. You have a clean hand with which to do so. One hand is dirty, the other hand is clean. Think of it as an Indian strategy. One hand is filthy, the other is clean. I can eat flats with one hand the same as I eat drumsticks with one hand. I know there are all these other ways. If you grab it and twist it and you put the beep, I don't have to do any of that. Tongue punch and done. Travesty. Judge rules boneless wings are considered wings under the law. I like a boneless wing. Right, Chris? There's nothing in the world wrong with a boneless wing. Now, there is something wrong with this little tale out of Minneapolis.
A controversial issue today in a Minneapolis City Council committee hearing. Normally, a liquor license renewal is a rather mundane topic. But today, two hotels, Canopy and the Depot, were targeted for allegedly housing ICE agents. Fox 9's Karen Scullin joining us now with the discussion. And so, Karen, what exactly is at issue? What did they talk about today?
Well, right. These two hotels saw protests during Operation Metro Surge, with some saying they housed ICE agents. Now, the argument is that created a public safety issue. And as a result, some council members say their liquor licenses should not be renewed because they have an obligation to care about the safety of their customers and the people of Minneapolis.
Communists believe in using power. What do they do with power? Two things. Reward their friends and punish their enemies. The communist would never dream of not using power. Whatever power you allow him to have, and it should be none, zero. He shouldn't be allowed to work in the mailroom, let alone hold elected office. But whatever power you allow the communist to have, he will find a way to use it to reward his friends and punish his enemies. That's how they think. They're sick, demonic people, and they should be kept out of public office, out of private companies, out of the education system, out of everywhere in polite society. Back to the homeless shelter they go. Jesse, it seems like every time you turn around, another outlet is saying that Senate is in play for Democrats. Obviously, it's an op to try to depress Republican turnout, but what states are they even looking at? The Senate is not in play. The House is in play. Listen, they're going to try to tell you this. They're going to try to tell you that Republicans are so unpopular, that Trump is so unpopular, that deportations are so unpopular, that all these things are so unpopular that it could mean what essentially is the end of the world for Republicans, and that is we're about to lose the United States Senate too. So we would lose both houses, and then people, of course, would in their minds fear, well, then Donald Trump's going to be impeached and removed from office, and that wouldn't happen either because Democrats wouldn't have 60 votes. That's not going to happen. We can be honest about the importance of elections, and the midterm elections are very important. We can be honest about the importance of elections without being over the top and lying about the importance of elections. The midterm election matters. We should drag friends and neighbors to the polls. It matters. Get out and vote. We don't want the Democrats to take the House of Representatives. That's going to be a nightmare because, again, communists believe in using power. We don't want them to have it. It is a big deal. It's not a small deal. I'm not saying otherwise. It's not the end of the world. Okay. It will be sold by everybody as the end of the world. And you know how I know it will be sold? I got not one, not two, not three. I got five text messages last night from Republicans across the country pretty much telling me that the world will end as we know it if the Republicans lose the House of Representatives in the midterms. Some were from House PACs. Some were from individual candidates. This is the end of the world. They're going to impeach Trump. All these other things. Stop. You don't have to lie to me about the importance of elections. I know it's important. I'm already motivated. I'll already be involved. We'll continue in a moment. Democrats are cheating. What a surprise. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests, Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Campos Duffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Before we get to Democrats cheating in elections, a couple different things. Another thing on the good front, this is something that didn't get a lot of play in the media for obvious reasons. Maybe you didn't even hear about it, but climate communism is the most destructive form, believe it or not. In its final form, it involves the murder of billions of people. It really does. It treats human beings as if we're poison. We have to be exterminated to save Mother Earth. That's crazy. But when they get elected, they do push forward all these climate policies that they simply make your life worse. Your light bulbs are worse because of climate policies. Your cars are worse because of climate policies. Your windows, virtually everything in your life is crappier because Democrats get elected and they pass these ridiculous climate commie things that don't do anything for the environment, but they line the pockets of Democrat donors. There's no such thing as man-made climate change. It doesn't exist. Well, surprise, surprise, Barack Obama got elected and he started cramming through these insane regulations. Donald Trump just picked it a big, big, big one. And it's a big deal.
The single largest deregulatory action in American history. That's a big statement in American history. And I think we can add the words by far. Under the process just completed by the EPA, we are officially terminating the so-called endangerment finding, a disastrous Obama-era policy that severely damaged the American auto industry and massively drove up prices for American consumers. Prices went up incredibly for a worse product. This action will eliminate over $1.3 trillion of regulatory costs and help bring car prices tumbling down dramatically. You're going to get a better car. You're going to get a car that starts.
I interrupted him. How dramatic? I don't know. I asked that question. I've dug into that. What they're saying is $2,400. That's a government estimate. I have no earthly idea whether or not that is true. But that's not nothing, is it? $2,400 is real money. I don't know that we want to know how much more we pay for everything in our lives because of Democrat climate communist policies. The Trump administration, and honestly, he did this very well, his first administration too. He really does an outstanding job at deregulation. I'm sure this is because of his business background. That, much more than taxes, is what caused the first Trump boom, economic boom, during his first presidency. Trump gets in there and starts slashing regulations. He gets the government burden off of the private sector, and the private sector starts to flourish. It still just floors me. As much as I can't stand Republicans, it floors me anyone ever votes Democrat. They get elected and just start passing regulation after regulation that all makes your life worse. I had a friend. So your shower head, if it's relatively new, water pressure isn't good, is it? Sucks, doesn't it? And I bet you don't remember that it used to be better than that when you were a kid, or maybe you do. Do you know why the water pressure sucks in your new shower head? Because there's a little plastic piece in there. Now, I should note, I'm pretty sure it's against the rules or against the law to remove this plastic piece. I don't remember. I don't know exactly what the law says. But I do know this. You just take a pair of needle-nose pliers and tear that plastic piece out of there, and you'll find miraculously your shower head has the exact same shower pressure you used to have as a child. I had a neighbor reach out recently. They got new shower heads in, and they called and they said, "What in the shower pressure sucks. Do you know why?" I said, "Oh, we'll pull up a chair and I'll tell you why. Because people vote Democrat. That's why." They passed these ridiculous regulations, and now all these new shower heads have this little piece of plastic in there that reduces the water pressure, so you get less water when you take a shower, and it's because morons vote Democrat. Stop doing that. Stop voting Democrat. It makes your life worse. I'm not even trying to sell you again on the GOP. I know they suck. I know they're cowardly. I know they're corrupt. I get it. I totally get it. Democrats wreck your life, oftentimes on purpose. They purposely wreck your life. They know things will get worse. I brought up earlier about how people are leaving. There's this major corporation, Palantir, I don't know how to say it exactly, one of these tech companies, real fancy, heady stuff. They were, I believe, the largest publicly traded company in the state of Colorado. They came out and announced today, boop, we're leaving. Colorado governor and all these people came out and said, "We were blindsided by this decision. I had no idea." Nobody wants to do business under communism. "Well, we'll pass this regulation and this tax and this licensing fee and this and that." Wait, hey, where are you guys going? Why are you leaving? Why are you moving to Texas? I don't understand. Democrats make your life worse. Jesse. The Warsaw Uprising is the subject. My son mentioned this and I'd never heard of it. It sounds amazing, hard, terrifying, resilient, and heroic. If you're looking for a history suggestion, the Warsaw Uprising would be riveting to hear about. Chris, we did this one a long time ago though, right? We did the Warsaw Jewish Uprising. Maybe I'll do it again sometime. You can always go digging through the catacombs of the old episodes where I did one on this. It is a story. Yes, there's some heroism there. There's no question about it. A lot of barbarism there. Remember that the Nazis exterminating the Jews en masse. That was not a Nazi policy at the beginning of the war. Now, don't mishear me. They killed Jews everywhere they went. They were throwing them in the back of trucks and piping the exhaust in there and gassing them and beating them to death. And they, believe me, they killed a lot of Jews. But I'm talking about the plan for the mass extermination of Jews. That was not a 1940 policy in Nazi Germany. That was something they kind of came around to as the war progressed. Certainly as the war started turning against them, they came around to it. What a lot of what they did on top of the other killings was, in Warsaw, for instance, they gathered the Jews into ghettos, into crappy parts of town where there wasn't enough food. There weren't enough facilities. You can go look at pictures of Warsaw back at the time. you'll see skeletons, Jewish skeletons, basically, because they've been starving to death, thrown out in the streets. The dogs are eating them. It's an awful story. I'm telling you, it's an awful, awful story. There was this big underground where they were smuggling in food from outside. And it's a fascinating story. You could make a great movie about it. You really could. I don't know if the public is maybe burnt out or bored of Holocaust movies. I don't think I've seen one in quite a while. There's a lot of them. I realize that. I don't know that anyone has really hit the mark on the Warsaw Jewish uprising. Anyway, they started shipping the Jews out of this camp off to the death camps, out of the ghetto and off to the death camps. Eventually, very, very late in the game, I might know, but eventually the Jewish people in the ghetto said enough is enough, and they rose up and they started killing the Nazis, and look, they all died. Not to give away the game, they all died, but it was a story of heroism, but man, a lot of barbarism. It's an ugly story. It's not all flowery, I'll tell you that. Worth a read. Definitely worth a read. Or maybe there's a great documentary on it out there. I'm sure there is. I don't know that I've ever seen one, but I bet you there's good stuff out there somewhere, YouTube or a podcast or something. I know Relief Factor is good stuff. I know that pain is bad stuff, and finding something that eliminates pain, that's the good stuff. But we don't want to take pills, do we? We don't want to reach for that pill bottle, whether it's legal or illegal, whether your doctor prescribed it to you or you bought it in Walgreens. You don't want to do that. You want natural stuff. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It is a supplement. A supplement that turns down and eventually turns off the pain in your life like it's a volume knob. You take it every day. Just try it for 3 weeks. Give it 3 weeks and see what it can do for you. It's $19.95. 1-800, the number 4 relief, or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Wednesday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, now I told you earlier in the show, it's finally time to deliver about one of those communist buzzwords. We love those because it lets you know someone's trying to sell you something miserable and awful. We've done them many times before. Reimagine is one we've talked about before. They love that word. But reimagine always means destroy. When a communist is trying to destroy something, he knows he can't use that language, so he'll always try to tell you that he's just reimagining it. I'm reimagining capitalism. I'm reimagining highways. I'm reimagining whatever he's reimagining, he intends to destroy. Now, I'm going to play you a few things. You tell me what sticks out to you. Tell me if there are any words that maybe stick out to you.
He's attacking you as a communist, are you?
No, I'm a democratic socialist. That means I believe in dignity for all people.
Okay. Doesn't always have to be from Democrats. Republicans can sell communism too. Here's Maria Salazar.
I do believe that the president promised that the illegals who are criminals were going to be kicked out of the country. Now there is another mass of people who most of them are Hispanics who have been here for more than 5 years. They have been contributing to the economy, who do not have a criminal record. And those people are the ones who deserve some type of dignity. And for that reason, I'm introducing.
Okay. Here's a crazy commie lady at a rally. She has blue hair.
So you don't care if they're the worst criminal in the world and they have raped and murdered children. They're okay and they're still human beings and they should be here?
I believe that they are human beings and that they deserve dignity just as everybody else.
You think child rapists deserve dignity?
Absolutely, I do.
Did you catch it? I'll play Maria Salazar one more time. It's a different one. Just so you know how consistent they are with the word.
We give them dignity at some point in the future. And not
dignity. Whenever you hear a politician today use the term dignity, it's always some form of commie gobbledygook designed to use your values against you and make your life worse. This is a few examples. When Chris and I were going through this thing, I could have pulled out 50 examples of it. They're very, very consistent when they land on a word. And the reason is they pull test this stuff. The amount of money that gets spent would blow your mind on poll testing things. You know, they'll gather 50 undecided voters. They'll gather 20 suburban moms. They'll gather 50 black dads. They'll get the pick your demographic, but they'll gather them. And they put them through these tests, essentially. What word moves you? What word doesn't move you? And I don't mean a $5,000 study. Millions and millions of dollars are put into these studies so they can figure out what word moves you. Well, maybe not you. You're a hardcore. What word moves normies? The normal person the communist is trying to lie to. What words move him? What words do not move him? Do you think they all just started using the word dignity by accident? Oh, they spent a fortune. And what they found was that is a word that moves the norms and normas of our society. The brain dead people who don't know what they're voting for, they kind of, or they can blow whichever way the wind happens to be going at the time. Those are the people extremely susceptible to these studies, and they always focus on those people. They're always trying to shave off some people here and shave off some people there. Remember when we had the conversation about the play they made, the millions of dollars they sunk into? What were the millions sunk into? Suburban women. They sunk millions of dollars in an effort to sway 11 million suburban women against illegal immigration. They went so far as to do psychological studies. What would move them? How do I move them? These suburban women, they're married, they're established, they voted Trump 52%. How can we turn them against the administration? How can we get just enough of them voting Democrat? Hey, here's millions of dollars. Tell me how to get Wine Mom over to the left. And just like that, you saw a picture of a five-year-old boy in a toboggan and a bunch of dishonest news stories telling you ICE arrested him. Did you think it was an accident? They all told the same lie in the same 48-hour span when it was debunked 30 seconds after it happened? That was planned and coordinated. All of it. They saw an opportunity. I bet you money. I haven't seen the internals on the study, but I would bet. I bet you every penny of Chris's salary right now that they did a study that found we need a picture of a sad little boy or a sad little girl. Make sure he's cute. Make sure he's cute. We don't want an ugly kid. All right, no ugly kids. Find the most adorable kid that ends up in the news and then just lie through your frigging teeth about it. She'll be on her 10th glass of White Zinfandel and she'll decide she's going to vote Democrat next election. That's how it works.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By the goal, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Democrats cheer as the bid to keep 73,000 voters without ID on the voting roll succeeds. The Democrat Party disappears without fraud, foreigners, and cheating. Trump's approach to negotiations, quote, not fair, says Zelensky, as talks end. Look, at some point in time, Donald Trump is going to have to cut off Ukraine. And if he doesn't do that, he's going to have to realize they're not interested in making a deal. They need to go fight it out themselves. Win, lose, whatever happens. Goldman Sachs axes demographic DEI language from board criteria. A nice reminder that one of the most powerful financial institutions in the United States of America was packing their board with people just because they weren't white men. Open, naked racism. California planning to sue Trump administration over revised childhood vaccine guidelines. Odd how much money goes behind these kind of efforts, huh? Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. I'll see you again. That's all.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. And I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.